Okay, Key 103 is here at the School Games 2014, the Sainsbury's School Games 2014, and I'm joined by Tim Barry, who's helping to organise this event and make it happen. Tim, just tell us a little bit about where we are at the moment and what kind of things have been going on here.
Well, we're just at the Armitage site here in Manchester, and we've just had 1,600 young athletes descend on us. Here at the Armitage, we've got the Athlete Hub, which takes care of a lot of the athlete accommodation, as well as providing an athlete village area. In addition to that, it's also host venue for the hockey, the rugby sevens and the badminton.
And a lot of excitement around here, it's fair to say, isn't it? People arriving and getting settled in. Lots for the athletes to do when they're here as well. Off the field and off the track, so to speak.
Yeah. So we've got an entire programme of athlete education. So we've got athlete mentors who have been there, done it in the past. So they're here to pass on their knowledge to the youngsters. We've also got UK Anti-Doping are here. They're doing some workshops with the athletes again. We've got full dietary supplement as well, so the athletes can really get an idea of what it's like at a major sporting event to really experience the food side of things. So, yeah, we've got an entire programme. There's the fun side. We've got the Sainsbury's School Games bus here as well, which is a real, they can get all of their Facebook and Twitter and all their social media on that. So there's a real buzz of activity that's going on around here, which is fantastic.
And why is it important that young athletes get to sample this kind of activity? What difference does that make aside from the activities they may be sampling in their schools up and down the country?
Well, what we're really trying to mimic here is a multi-sporting event, but on a national to international scale. So for those, just looking back at the Commonwealth Games, there's an alumni that have been considerable, about 150 to 160 athletes who have been to the school games in past years, have gone on and they've medalled at the Commonwealth Games. So that's 160 Commonwealth Game medalling athletes, which is absolutely fantastic. So it's a definite breeding ground for the future talent of tomorrow.
And how much work and effort goes into putting an event like this on then?
Quite a lot. Yeah. Well, I'm the event manager for the whole event. So working with key contractors, working with the likes of Manchester City Council, Greater Sport, Sainsbury's, Sport England. You know, we've got some great partners. But it's, we're already organising next year's event. So we're well into that. And so it's a long business.
Now, obviously, the mood here at the Athlete Village, very light and everybody's in great spirits, obviously. Tomorrow, well, it's competition time down at the Etihad Stadium and the venues around there. What advice would you give to the young people taking part?
I'd say, number one is enjoy it. It's all about the experience, but I'd say you've got to go for it, haven't you? It's we're all here to achieve and we're all here to win and really use this experience for what it is, and that is to really test yourself against the best from around the UK, and we've got a team over from Brazil as well. But ultimately enjoy it and use it as a ground to really learn and experience for what will hopefully be a bright future for these young athletes.
Well, we look forward to the coming days and watching everybody achieve great things here in Manchester. Thank you very much for your time.
Fantastic.